Welcome to our podcast, where today we delve into the critical world of cybersecurity, spotlighting updates and emerging security challenges from Microsoft, including new techniques used by cybercriminals, advancements like Windows 11's Zero Trust DNS, and vulnerabilities prompting discussions around alternative secure systems, while exploring related insights from Linux kernel updates, Kaspersky's latest discoveries in cybercrime, Japan Airlines' recent cyber attack response, and heightened security measures by German police. Here are some critical updates and emerging security concerns from Microsoft that users and IT professionals should be aware of. First, a new guide on securing webcams for Windows 11 has been released, providing essential privacy protection steps. A two-step phishing campaign exploiting Microsoft tools to bypass email security has emerged, coinciding with the rising use of the Flower Storm, Microsoft 365 phishing as a service platform following Rockstar 2FA's shutdown. Microsoft has disclosed a critical remote code execution vulnerability. Additionally, there are concerns about MoNotification UXStub.exe on Windows Server for its potential to execute code by loading non-existent libraries and a new lulbin technique with MLEngine Stub.exe for running custom binaries. In cybersecurity advancements, Windows 11 introduces Zero Trust DNS, enhancing security by ensuring connections are made only with IP addresses from a trusted DNS server. Users are debating the merits of Windows Hello PINs over traditional passwords, and Microsoft is promoting passkeys as a more secure alternative to passwords. Bad actors have been using voice phishing via Microsoft Teams to distribute malware, raising questions about the reliability of Microsoft apps like OneDrive and Azure amidst recent cyber attacks. A new SSH-related vulnerability has been discovered, with concerns of Outlook burner emails being recycled and potentially misused. Finally, some users are seeking secure alternatives to Microsoft's products to protect sensitive data against new threats. Stay tuned for more updates on tech security and innovations as we continue to monitor these developments. In recent Linux kernel news, several critical vulnerabilities have been identified, posing significant security risks. These vulnerabilities can lead to privilege escalation, allow denial of service, DOS attacks, and cause information disclosure through various kernel components and functions. Specifically, unauthorized access and privilege escalation risks are linked to vulnerabilities in components like Octeon TXPF, ALSA, and UTF-8 load. Among the vulnerabilities, buffer overflow issues are particularly concerning, potentially leading to system crashes in affected functions like L2CAPSOC-CREATE and BRCMF-SDIODESKLIST-RBU. Furthermore, information disclosure risks expose systems to potential data leaks, and weak authentication vulnerabilities worsen this threat. To address these risks, it is crucial to update to the latest kernel versions where patches are available. This preventive measure is especially vital for environments that rely on the Linux kernel for operational integrity, such as those in the industrial 4.0 sector. Overall, these vulnerabilities underscore the importance of regular kernel maintenance and updates to safeguard against potential exploits and maintain secure system operations. In recent Kaspersky updates, significant developments have emerged in cybersecurity as cybercrime rises in 2024. French citizens are reportedly better prepared to defend against these threats based on Kaspersky's insights. One scam involves crypto scammers posting bogus wallet seed phrases on YouTube to deceive and steal from crypto owners. Kaspersky has identified a scheme where fake crypto wallets are used to misappropriate user funds. Additionally, they have reported the Lazarus Group's use of Cookie Plus malware in targeting the nuclear sector, alongside the Cloud Atlas Group's deployment of VBCloud malware in phishing attacks on Russian users. Interest in the dark web for crypto stealing tools and corporate database breaches is rising, with increased activity observed by Kaspersky. Another Kaspersky discovery involves the Lazarus APT Group targeting nuclear organizations using Cookie Plus malware. Simultaneously, the Iranian hacking group Charming Kitten has developed a new C++ variant of the Bella Xiao malware, showing evolving cybercriminal tactics. Moreover, a sophisticated phishing scam on Facebook aims to compromise business accounts, as warned by Kaspersky. To protect against these threats, Kaspersky provides practical advice for avoiding phishing scams on social media. As 2025 approaches, it is vital for both businesses and individuals to stay informed about the latest cybersecurity trends and solutions to guard against these evolving threats. In recent news, Japan Airlines experienced significant disruptions due to a cyber attack that affected both domestic and international operations. The DDoS attack led to delays in over 20 domestic flights during the busy year-end holiday season, temporarily halted ticket sales, and impacted internal and external systems. The airline quickly addressed the situation, and systems are now fully restored with normal operations resumed. Importantly, there have been no reports of customer information leaks or computer virus damage, demonstrating Japan Airlines' resilience and effective response to cybersecurity threats in the aviation industry. Recent developments in Germany highlight increased vigilance and security operations across the country. In Hagen, North Rhine-Westphalia, police special forces arrested a 20-year-old suspect over concerns of a terror plot, which later turned out to be a child's prank. This underscores the importance of threat assessments by the police. This follows a serious incident in Magdeburg, where an attack at the Christmas market resulted in 5 fatalities and over 200 injuries. Consequently, police across Germany are reassessing and reinforcing security protocols, with a noticeable rise in police presence at popular locations, such as Munich's Christkindlmarkt, to prevent further threats during the holiday season. Dortmund's police department has announced a commitment to maintaining a strong street presence to address both terror threats and other public safety concerns like weapons and traffic violations. Efforts are underway to improve communication strategies with potential violent offenders, drawing lessons from the Magdeburg incident. In Brandenburg, authorities have detained a teenager suspected of planning an attack during the Christmas period. These actions reflect a nation on high alert, striving to secure public spaces and learn from past incidents to prevent future tragedies. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. Stay safe online, and don't forget to catch our next exciting cybersecurity discussion next week.